So there's this word on the streets that's trending. It's called kachihandi.
Kachihandi. So it means conversation. And in this case, it means conversations we're too scared to have.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to season two of Kachihandi, where we have conversations we're too scared to have. Before we get into season two, first of all, thank you to everyone that has been hounding me for us to come back, that everyone that has been, you know, wondering what has happened. Guys, life has been happening. So no one ever tells you that when you are creating content and trying to live your life that you have to balance everything. So life happened, and somehow I think I put myself and the podcast on, you know, on pause, on ice. But we're back. We are back for season two. But, you know, it's always good to just catch everybody up on where we are coming from and where we've been. So we had an exciting season one, I think, if I can say so myself. The conversations that we had were, you know, so different but so necessary. The feedback that I've gotten from everyone is so good. So thank you to those that always reach out on Instagram, on Facebook, that hit me up on WhatsApp. Thank you for, you know, continuing to demand that we come back and provide a platform to have conversation. Why did we disappear? Yeah, guys, life happened. Just life truly happened. So we're not yet ready for the particular episode, but guys, my 2022 was a bit rough. And it was rough in a way that I was not expecting. So towards the end of 2023, I think I was supposed to have dealt with all the 2022 drama, but apparently I hadn't. And which is, sidebar, the importance of safe spaces. Somewhere along the line, you know, I learned that not every space is always open. And so I decided to deal with my issues by myself, which, by the way, looks, you know, different every single time. But we'll have that conversation maybe in season three if you all stick around. Anyway, so life happened and we kind of had to put things on ice. So it was a very abrupt end to to season one. But what to expect in season two? We want married people to come and tell us why they're giving themselves such bad PR. We want to have conversations about parenting. Obviously, mental health remains one of our focal points because I think it's always important for us to ensure that we are learning from other people. There is exciting conversations about with cancer survivors or survivor, depending on how we swing this. We need to have conversations just about the different aspects of life. So season two will bring an exciting new look at conversations. In season two, I would like you guys to hear about my stories. I actually write stories, if you remember from, I think, episode whatever it is that I talked about myself. Because I think it's still a platform for me to have conversation. And so I feel like, you know, let's bring Here Is to Middles on Kachihandi and hopefully have certain conversations. So if you haven't read any of my stories, please go to hereistomiddles.com. Here as in here where we are, is to as in direction, middles as in pakati, .com, and read some of my stories there. If you don't want to go on the blog, you can, you know, find the Facebook page. And the page is called Here Is to Middles by Chishimba Kachasa. Read some of those stories. There's also exciting things coming out of there. My dogs are still alive, if you can hear them. And a big shout out to Vibecast, by the way, who continue to judge me and require better of me. In season two, the first thing I was told is, oh, you've gained weight. I've gained weight. I am aware. I've been eating. Food is good. I decided that I must treat myself like the inner Bemba man I deserve. Bemba men live well by my standard. And so I have been feeding myself like the Bemba man I deserve. So thank you, Vibecast. I'm aware that I've gained weight. I will be going to the gym more seriously, even in season two. But listen, thick thighs save lives. And, you know, it's what it is. So shout out to Vibecast. If you do not follow them on their socials, please do. And for all content creators who are looking for quality production, you need to get in touch with Vibecast Communications. They will bring your content to a whole new level. You don't have to know everything to put your content out there. Content people who know what they're doing and people who hold you accountable. Big shout out to my village. Also, who demand better, who are constantly telling me that I need to keep doing this. I will not be coming on YouTube Village, so just stay in your lane. Maybe in season three. In season two, we're not yet ready to show this gained weight content creator person, but the village is an important part. Accountability is a necessary part of our life journey. Someone who will always remind you of who you are, of what you do, and of what you are capable of doing, especially on those days where like giving up just makes a little bit more sense than trying hard. So shout out to my village. I appreciate you. I am so grateful for you constantly demanding for better. Yeah, what happened in season one? We didn't win the award, guys. Ew. Anyway, we'll do better in season two, which means that you guys will need to vote when the time comes. Nominate me where I need to be nominated, and I will show up and I will show out. But also, by the way, not winning has its own problems. For a moment, you say to yourself, oh, no, it's just being nominated that, you know, that's important. And then you're like, yeah, I didn't win. And you have to, you know, work hard not to come to the wrong conclusion about yourself. You will not win every competition or every race that you run. But remember why you are doing what it is that you are doing. So that was season one. Another thing I hope to do in season two, and this is important. So if you're listening to this and this is something that you can be a part of, you really need to get in touch with me. Somehow we forgot the boy child, and, you know, I've been hearing a lot of comments from women and even men about how the boy child has been forgotten. So I would like to have an episode that is just me facilitating a men's conference conversation type of thing, where we talk about what has happened to the boy child and how can we help him. So if you're a man or a woman that think, you know, you can be a part of that conversation, come through, let's have the conversation, and let's make season two what it needs to be. And that is great. Also, a big shout out to my artwork person, Moon. You do amazing things and I'm grateful for you. Also, do better at responding to WhatsApps, but we've got an agreement for season two. So I am grateful for you. I am thankful for you, but, you know, do better. I ask for better. So that's, you know, that's kind of where we've been and where we are going. I look forward to facilitating those conversations. I look forward to hearing from you about what you actually want to hear, because obviously I have an idea of the issues that I would like to cover. But in as much as these are conversations that, you know, I am facilitating, I think I need to be cognizant of the fact that there are issues that maybe I'm either not aware of or I'm either not providing enough coverage on. So hit me up. Let me know what you want to talk about. And if you have a story to tell, hit me up. Let's have the conversation as well. The reason I need to appeal to those who have a story to tell is this. You may think it's a mundane thing that you have done or that you have overcome or that you overcome on a daily basis. It's not. The reason why we need to keep having conversation is we underestimate the value and the power that someone hearing a story will find. To you, it may be just how you managed to get through the year without fighting with the landlord on rentals. But for someone, it's the encouragement they need that their life or their day will get better. So please come through. Please don't minimize your life experience. It's really what we need to build each other. Life has become so autonomous. We are not talking, we are not meeting. We've built these high wall fences and everybody's on their phone and everybody's trying to do their own thing. We no longer have time to encourage each other, to remind each other that when life happens, it really is okay and we will keep pushing and keep going. So please don't minimize your story. Come here, come and tell it. It may be anything from, you know, like I said, just paying rent. You may feel like that's mundane. Or it could be big things like, you know, overcoming a disease or something like that. But come through. Let's talk. Let's encourage. Let's uplift each other. Let's have conversation. Life is really about having conversations. Let's laugh. Let's eat. You know, season two will be about eating. Since I'm in my fat girl phase, we'll be eating all the time when we are recording. So come through. We are so ready for you. So grateful for everyone who keeps listening, who keeps coming back, who keeps re-listening, who keeps catching up. We'll continue providing those nuggets. See you guys. Well, hear you guys, I suppose. You will hear me in season two. And you'll finally see me in season three. Did I commit to video in season one? I forget. Anyway, if I did, I lied. I'm not yet ready to come video, but we'll continue audio for season two. All right, guys. Let's keep having those conversations that we're too scared to have.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Kachihande. Please make sure you subscribe on Anchor, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Like and follow our Facebook page, Kachihande, to keep the conversation flowing. Share it with your friends, your family, your colleagues, and everyone around you. It's time we have those conversations we're too scared to have.